Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
And I am Mal.
All right, so before we start, Mal, how have you been? I haven't seen you in almost a week. How you been?
I've been sick as a dog.
Now, what type of dog are we talking?
Like, think Pekingese Chihuahua. You know, one of the ones with all the snot in its nose and just keeps walking around.
That's gross. That's disgusting. Yes. Are you going to be able to perform your doodly task here on the show? Doodly.
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 Doodly. Doodly do.
Are you going to be able to... be able to smell the beer? Are you going to be able to work through this? Or is this going to be one hell of a difficult show?
Little from column A, little from column B. When is it ever an easy show with you?
That is true. It's usually, it's not that easy working with me. But hey, we got to get this stuff done. So, all right, guys.
Children and animals. You never want to work with them.
Well, which one am I?
Yes. Animalistic child.
That's horrible. That's not funny, but that's not funny at all. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So, all right. So, guys, let's go ahead and get you guys started. So, just a little bit, if you guys are just tuning in, we're going to be talking about four beers. And today, the name of the show is
Breweries You Think You Know.
All right. So, we've got four distinctive beers, and we'll get more into it with each one of them as we go further into the show. But go ahead, Mal. What are the four beers that we're going to be talking about?
Well, the four beers, breweries, we're going to be talking about Stone's Pale Ale.
Wait. Okay.
Harp Lager. Sorry, Premium Imported Lager. Joseph James Craft American Lager. And Blue Moon Gingerbread Spiced Ale.
All right. So, they all sound delicious. They look wonderful. Which one do you think we should go with first? Okay, which one's going? Are we going with first? And now I just want you to point to it. If they want to see this, they can. They're watching right now live on a recorded show.
I like the order we got. So, starting from here, because this is going to have, I think, the most outlandish taste.
Okay, so we're going to end it with the Blue Moon, but we're going to start it with the Stone. Okay, so we just did a shenanigans.
Okay, swap. So we're going to start with the Harp.
Okay, we're going to start with the Harp. Okay, all right. So here's the order, guys, because Mal just wanted to do what he wanted to do. All right, so with that said, what are the orders that we're going to go in today?
We're going to start with the Harp Lager. Then we're going to do the Joseph James Lager.
Okay.
Then we're going to do the Stone Pale Ale. Then we're going to do the Blue Moon Spiced Ale. I also like the fact that it's lager, ale, ale.
I like that. Keep them separated, just like dirty clothes and clean clothes. I like that. All right, so is there anything else that she would like to say other than being sick? Was there a highlight out of the week for yourself?
Highlight of the week, idiot drivers. Oh.
What happened?
Ah.
Wait, were they Asian?
I have no idea.
Their windows were tinted.
Yes.
All right. So what happened? So wait. So you were like, you're like that a little bit, and then all of a sudden they were like trying to cut you off, and you were like, some of that.
35 and a 45.
Okay.
35 and a 45. Drive, people. Go.
But what
do the speed limit?
But no. But they're being cautious. How can you be this way to cautious drivers? I mean, can't you be at least give them some leniency? Maybe they were traumatized in a car accident. I'm just saying, you can't.
Across the road.
Doesn't, maybe they're friends. Maybe they were filming something. Maybe Quentin Tarantino had something to do with it. I mean, did you do your research on why they were bad drivers?
They were idiots. That was enough of a bad driver.
No, that's yes, not. They, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes. Sir. No, I think you're just irritable. I understand. I get it.
I got my truck oil changed today,
okay.
And I've been an asshole ever since, at least according to my boss.
And who doesn't know Mal except Mal's boss, ladies and gentlemen? That's right. Ronald McDonald knows his employees, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you got to know? Mal works at the Fry Station, ladies and gentlemen.
I do not.
Oh, sorry.
Not work at the window. I ask if you want fries with that.
Oh, you got a promotion. Congratulations.
You
would think that he would ask me how my day went. My week has been wonderful. It's you know how it is. You don't drink beer all day, go to work in the morning, drink beer at work. You know, it's the lifestyle. It's great. You know, thank you. Sorry, guys, we're going to go ahead and get you guys started. I hope you guys are going to enjoy one hell of a show here on the Open Bottle Talk. Hey, guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about beers or breweries. You think you know. So really great pop-up books for children. I'm just saying, if you're into that sort of stuff, by all means, check them out.
No, I think that says pop-up children or pop-up books for adults.
No, it says it right there on the book itself. It says pop-up children.
I don't think so.
No, that's what it said. It said pop-up children. No? Okay, fine. So, all right, so guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to get right into this first beer. So, Mal, what is the beer that we are getting into for today?
Harps Premium Imported Lager.
Which
is from Guinness.
Okay. I like that. So, but what makes this a little different, though? Why is this from a brewery, you think you know?
Again, from Guinness. Guinness is famous for its stout.
Okay.
Bitter taste, dark as your soul, great head. And who doesn't like great head?
Hey, you know what? As long as you can get a Blumpkin on your birthday, it beats giving them flowers.
And this is a lager. See through the bottle.
Nice. And what's the ABV on this particular
beer? It is 4.5.
4.5, so that's light, easy drinking. Let's go ahead and just...
It's a session style.
And here's the great part about what I like about this. If you weren't looking at the label, the bottle cap is the Guinness Harp, right?
Yes.
If I can ever just pop this open. There we go. We got it open. So even if you weren't paying attention, it would be a Guinness Harp. And you'd be like, oh, it's a Guinness. And you put it up and you're like, oh, it's a harp. Which is pretty cool because it actually... The name is the harp.
Harp.
Yeah, and it has a harp. I always thought that was like a robotic wing from like Archangel when Apocalypse got a hold of him. Like, seriously.
He was called Death.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, doesn't it look like a wing? It does. Like, watch. Here, I'll do the sound effects. Watch. Die, X-Men. Oh, sorry.
A little bit weird sound effects.
The little blurry sound effects. I have been longer than life itself. See, and then why can't they have Apocalypse sound like that? He sounds like this. I'm going to defeat you, Wolverine. Like
what's the Mike Tyson of mutants?
No, you can... No, wait a minute. No. Like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go into a tangent here. But I don't know. Are you going to watch the new X-Men movie?
Yes.
Why?
Bryan Singer's directing.
What does that mean? I don't know who the fuck Bryan Singer is.
We directed a movie. The first X-Men.
Oh, he directed. No, first off, that was horrible because Wolverine is not 6 foot tall. Wolverine is how tall in the books?
Depending on the book, 4'8 to 5'7.
Right, and how tall is the guy who played Wolverine?
6 foot two.
Okay, so what seems to be the math here? There's something wrong with all that. So, no. Then again.
Name me somebody better who could play Wolverine.
Me.
Bullshit.
Anybody could play Wolverine. It's got to be an angry, crabby little short shit from Canada. Justin Bieber.
So you could.
Yeah, I could. Justin Bieber could do it, right? I mean, you have to break out in the song and dance. But to be all honest, I know we're supposed to talk about this beer, but fuck it. We're in nerd mode, ladies and gentlemen. The Apocalypse.
Deadpool fucking rocks.
No, I haven't seen it yet, so was it a good movie?
Fuck yes.
All right, fair enough. We're not going to give out any spoilers, but I'm telling you right now, the new X-Men movie. Fluffy. The X-Men movie coming out right now is all wrong with Apocalypse. Except for one thing is that in the previous shows, I'm growing. Of course, that's one of those things. But, you know, we're going to get into this beer. But I'm telling you right now, no. Apocalypse has a deep voice. If you guys remember Fox 5 Kids, X-Men, that's the Apocalypse. They already got his look from it. They got the behavior and the abilities from just alone the cartoon. Why not the voice? And his lips aren't that big. But then again, that's okay because he's supposed to look Egyptian. But why is his voice not boisterous? I can't be afraid of somebody that sounds like Mike Tyson. I just can't. All right, I'm going to kill you guys. It's ludicrous.
Until the first beat down comes.
I don't
the first punch. And then all of a sudden, I'm afraid of some high-pitched voice motherfucker.
Nah, it just ain't going to work like that. It ain't going to work like that. No. So, all right, guys. So, I know we got off into a little side tangent. That's what you get on the show. We're just always going to talk about just whatever comes to mind. And that's the great part about beer. So, all right, guys. Let's go ahead and get down to the aesthetics of this beer, which is, again, you would think Guinness would make just Guinness. But, again, they're making a lager, which, by the way, this beer has been around just as long as Guinness has because they have the...
Correction.
What?
You think Guinness makes just a stout.
Oh, that's
because
right.
They have, under the Guinness name, different beers.
They do.
They're
have.
Famous for their stout.
Right.
And that's what people say, hey, give me a Guinness, and you usually get the stout.
But then again, before we even talk about this, they've done some dirty shit. They've made Guinness Blonde, which was hands down the worst, when they've already made a
not
Guinness
stout.
Blonde. Well, I know, but it has the Guinness name on it, though.
Yeah, exactly, because there's
the
Guinness Stout.
What was the limited edition 1759?
Yeah.
That,
not
which,
a stout.
Yeah, but it
that's
was,
why there's Guinness Stout.
Right, but I'm saying is they put their name on it, and then you go try their different varieties. It's not the same, but then they come out with this. And I've seen many people with this particular beer that don't pay attention. They're like, let me get a heart because it's its own name.
Yeah.
And I mean, granted, but then again, that's that sneaky shit. But we'll get into that another show. Sorry, guys. Let's get down to the aesthetics.
Okay. One of the first aesthetics is...
It looks like a lager.
Mine's still got 80-bit amount of head. Some of the amount you've been talking.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't have great head retention, but it's still got some.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks like lager.
It yeah, it's filtered. It looks like piss.
You hold it up, it looks sort of
I hate to say
champagne-ish.
That. Yeah, I hate to say the word piss.
Not nearly as bubbly.
It's not effervescent to say it's not an aggressive bubble amount. But again, you can get, it looks like piss. It has that yellow twang to it, or like a filtered lemonade, or... matter of fact, I'll tell you what, it looks like lemon Jell-O. Looks
yeah,
like Jell-O.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't moving, it looks like Jell-O, that nice plastic feel to it.
It looks really clear and crisp.
We can say that also, but I prefer to say it looks like piss. All right, well, let's hope it doesn't at all.
Mine usually piss. Looks brown.
Then you might need to see a doctor, my friend. All right, so here we go. Cheers to the smell. Okay, I can definitely tell you something. The smell is refreshing, but it smells very familiar. And unfortunately, lagers are one of those beers that 90% of them, they have pretty much the same gambit of aroma.
Whenever you say lagers, most people, their experience is one individual company. And that's what they compare it to, even if they don't even drink that brand's
beer.
True.
Budweiser.
I like this how you're very similar to that.
This smells like a lager, ladies and gentlemen. It's very.
You can have very tasty lagers, but
it smells yeasty.
We sort of choose not to.
It's got yeast. It's got a metallic aspect to it. A little bit of some grapefruit notes, but it does smell clean and refreshing. It smells fresh, and that's about it. And this is the type of beer that you would want to have ice cold. Lagers are designed for ice cold, not a lot of flavor profile. It's to get you in the mood after a hard day's work. It is a lager is essentially...
It's a refreshing beer.
Yeah, it's a working man's beer, if you would say in a sense. It's a working man's beer.
A session beer. It's something you can drink a six-pack and not...
Hit your wife. Uh-oh, ladies and gentlemen. He's
you want to go there...
I just took the dick point. I mean, you know, I'm not, in all jokeness aside, I don't think it's cool to hit your wife. But then again, I can't take one side or the other, because if you don't want to get hit, wouldn't you move? Wouldn't you move? Hey, we got a warning label at the beginning of the show, so don't come write any angry letters. There's some bullshit that happens on this show, I'm just saying. Freedom of speech, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom of speech.
I just want to point out, it's not the white guy talking about this.
Yeah, and it's not the white guy talking either. They didn't know we were white till you just said it. Way to go, Mal. Thanks.
Don't they have pictures of us?
No, they don't. No, we don't profile like that. All right, guys. Is there anything else you want to talk about the smell that they would like to know or anything like that?
No.
All right, fair enough. Let's just go ahead. Cheers to the taste. A lot of citrus notes. A lot of citrus notes are running right there. There's a lot. Like a lemon drop. Like lemon...
little twang on the back end.
No bitterness.
Yeah, no hops, no malts, just yeast and water. I mean, there's really not much I could really say on this.
It's something when, okay, you get done mowing the yard, you come in the house, this would be something to drink, you know, to work your way towards water.
Right.
You know, or work your way towards a real beer. It's not, okay, it's not really impressive. It's a lager.
Yeah.
You usually don't get really impressive lagers. The impressiveness of a lager is, does it refresh you? Does it, you know, sort of hydrate you really more than anything?
True. To be honest, there's no complexity to this. It is a working man's profile for a beer. I guess if we had to find something positive out of this, again, it's refreshing. But here's the thing though, Mal. People will hands down argue with this over this beer going, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because they haven't ventured out. And I'm not saying go out and buy like Firestone, Delirium, Speakeasy. I'm not saying go out there and get Dogfish, but I'm pretty sure out of all the mass produced beers bought up by the big one, there are some better beers that come into play that have a little more characteristics. This beer is just, this is the girl you bring because all the other girls turned you down.
And you know this one will put out?
Yeah, this one will put out. You know, it's all easy. Like, it was putting up a good fight with me taking off its top, but eventually you saw it, got it off, and didn't really say anything, you know what I'm saying? So, thank you, Studio Onyx, for laughing at inappropriate shit on the show. Thank you. Fucking dirtbag. I'm surrounded by dirtbags everywhere. All right, so let's go ahead and get... Is there anything else you want to add on to the taste of this?
No, I mean, this... Okay, one of the things people are going to try to drink this with is spicy food.
Okay.
And that's a mistake. Because this is like drinking water. And what it's going to do, rather than actually... Yeah, it's going to wash all the spice out of your mouth, and then it's going to make you, unfortunately, not well prepared for when you take the next bite. So the next thing's going to be spicier. More likely, this is going to go with a medium to low body food.
So we're talking like white fish, without sauce, sushi.
Yeah, this would go good with sushi.
Yeah.
Mild Mexican food.
Up a cheap date.
Yeah. Don't eat a good steak with this.
Yeah, there you go. Get that get that 2 for $3 fucking cheap shit turning brown. They gotta get it off the shelf steak.
Yeah. So this would be fine with burger and fries.
That'll work. All right, so Mal, what is your grade, my good sir, on this? I mean, granted, me and you are technically beer snobs. Okay, let's face it, we are.
There's no technical about it.
I'm just saying. Let's for the rest of these guys out there, man.
Okay,
what could we say?
I'm gonna say level 3. It's just a straight flat level 3 in that it's not bad, it's not good, it's average, and it's not gonna scare anybody away.
Right.
But it's not gonna really comfort anyone if they know beer.
Sure.
If they enjoy different beer, because saying they know beer, you know, whatever. But I mean, if they've explored outside of what you can normally get at blah bar.
At where?
Blah.
Today's show has been brought to you by blah. That's what it's either two places you're going to find the blah at your local vampire blood depository or the lady blah. Who just hooked you up and didn't want your children. Continue. So, I'm sorry. I just had, you know, we got to plug in these.
Anyway, it's not that impressive. Right. So it's not disgusting either.
Right. Would you say that this beer would be good for introductory people that are about to get into beer? Would this be a good gateway beer? I mean, a good way to get your foot in the door.
I wouldn't say that because this tastes like what most people would have on a general basis. So, I mean, if it's somebody who'd never had beer before in their life, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, here, try this. It's not too much different than a shandy.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you could probably put some fruit juice in this. Absolutely. Yeah.
You could cut this with lemon juice, and it would probably, or lemonade, sorry, and it would, because lemon juice would just pucker you the fuck up.
True. But it would be, I think it would be some acidicness would be a great balance with this.
Yeah.
I think the part that most people would take from this particular beer, harped by Guinness, is the simple fact that it's backed by a name that people can respect. Everybody knows Guinness. Even if you don't drink beer, it's been browbeated in our heads since birth that Guinness is for stouts. And then you come across Harp, and if you didn't look at the bottle cap, then you would think this is just another great beer on the shelf if you aren't getting into craft beer. So, you know.
Well, no, you can look at the bottle cap. If you don't know Guinness, you're not going to know it.
True. Or you'll think of it as a robot wing.
It's the harp.
Well, it's a robot wing, the way it's shaped at me. I know it's hard, but it's I understand. So for me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead with a 3. This beer brings nothing to the party, to be honest with you. It's just average. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean it's good. It's just it's there at the party, and you're just like, oh, my God, I can't believe Harp's here. And we're like, yeah, we can't believe he's here, too. We'll strike up a conversation. So it's just basic. There's really not much that I could touch upon that Mal did or I questioned him about it. So it is what it is. So I hope you guys enjoyed this particular beer, and we'll be back after these few messages.
Imagine a world where you know absolutely nothing about beer. Then all of a sudden, you found the Open Bottle Society. Check us out on obsbeers.com. If you're a social media junkie like the rest of us, check us out. Like, follow, and subscribe to us on Untappd, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and even Pinterest. Just search Open Bottle Society. Beer is what we have in common. What's your beer story?
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome you guys tuning back into, well, we're not Autobots or Decepticons. I mean, thanks for coming back. Come back into the sound effects brought to you by my mouth.
Tuning back to as opposed to turning back into?
Well, I thank you for being here. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, Mal is also my verbal therapist. No, we can't. We've been drinking. So what's the next beer on our show of breweries you may think you know?
Joseph James. They're Joseph James Brewing Company. Joseph James Brewing Incorporated. Sorry, I remember. Did you hit record on that?
Yeah, it's recording.
Kraft American Lager, which is a 5.2%, and that's all it says because it's a sticker on.
Wait, before we get into any further detail about this particular beer, this beer I got from somebody working on the canning line.
Oh, nice!
And these are temporary stickers they slap on.
Yeah.
Just to get them out if they're running behind or their label machine's off, so they have the slap stickers on. And nice. This one came off the canning line fresh, like. Fresh. It wasn't like...
How old? How long ago?
We've had this beer for a while, but...
Oh, okay.
As soon as it came off the line, about 3 hours later, he presented it to me.
Nice.
So that fresh out of the can. So, all right. So if you guys don't know this, Joseph James Brewing Company, one of their brewery buildings and canning places and bottling building is located in Henderson, Nevada, here in Nevada, you know, outskirts. It's another part of Las Vegas, Nevada. But it's here as a homegrown brewery here in the valley.
And remember, you know who their brewer is? Pookie.
Yeah, Pookie, yeah. Shout out to Pookie. All right, so we know actually way too much about Joseph James and how other breweries formed, and we know the drama that is presented with this brewery, but we're not about to talk about that. But what we're going to talk about is what is it that they don't know about this brewery, Mal?
Okay, what Joseph James is mainly famous for is their hop rye. I mean, that's what – either that or their – oh, man, the Red Fox – and this is a craft American lager.
Okay, so this is not something they normally used to do. So they were known for like IPAs and other styles.
Yeah.
So
The main things, their hop, and one thing they got really, I wouldn't say famous for, but well known for is.
Is that hiding hookers in bags? I'm just asking.
No. Yes. No.
Oh, oops, my bad. Wrong show. I didn't mean drop the bomb on everybody. But continue.
As far as I know, no, they're not famous for that. but they're blueberry wit.
Oh, yeah, they're blue. You know what? That's a really, really good beer. All right, so we're going to go ahead and crack this open, and it's really nice. It's an easy beer again. Oh, yeah. Also, you guys, if you guys drink anything out of cans, we're asking for you guys, if you guys want to contact us, you can contact us at openbottlesociety@gmail.com. And we're collecting the little tabs that open up the cans because there are a bunch of charities out there that at the end of the year, they'll say, oh, send us your tabs. And on one of them that we did last year, One tab gave 1 free minute or 60 seconds of free dialysis. So we ended up turning over about 6,000 bottle tabs.
Nice.
And so that's a lot of people getting some free treatment.
Can tabs?
Can tabs, yeah, the little tabs. Yeah, the little tabs. You guys can check that out or head over to OBS Beers on the Unity tape, obsbeers.com, and you guys can check that out. It's on the bulletin board, and it's called Save the Tabs, and there's an address for you guys to do that. Or just contact us. We would love to hear from you. All right, so let's get down to the aesthetics.
It's got good head retention.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's look at the
head.
Just saying. No, we got to look at the head. I'm sorry. Actually, let's just swirl it around and refresh that head. So if you guys ever want to, like, let's say you're sitting at a bar. Here's a cool little fact for you guys. If you guys are sitting at a bar and your head's gone and you're a person who likes head in their beer, if you actually swirl it around, you'll cause nucleation or agitation of the liquid, and you'll actually form back a great head. It refreshes the beer, and it makes it look wonderful. So I was just doing a little refreshing. So this is something for you guys to try. So what does it look like to you aesthetically, other than a lager?
It's a lager. It's clean. It's crisp looking.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this one's a little less filtered. Yeah. I mean, yeah, less filtered. It's hazy.
Yeah, you can't see through it as easily. It looks like a little goldenish color.
Yeah, I like the hue of it. And again, it looks like lemon jello. If I had to say aesthetically, if anyone eats lemon jello, that sort of plastic look is what we're getting here. But other than that, there's really nothing to this. There's no particulates. There's no aggression of the bubbles. No. It just looks like clean champagne. And that's pretty much it. And again, the head retention is very low, but the lacing is off the chain.
Yeah.
That lacing is ridiculous. And those that don't know lacing, it's where the head or the suds lay up upon the glass. And normally that's a great indication of great quality because those little minute particulates are grabbing onto a glass and letting you know, hey, this is good. Yeah, I'm ready. So cheers to the smell. Wow, this one's a lot different from the last one.
Yeah, this actually does have a smell other than just clean.
It has like almost like a, it's kind of like a, like, hot-ish. That's what I was going to say, or what's known, dish soap. A little dish soap, a little pine needles. It's got a little bit of cleaning aspect to it, but I mean, it's, I know that sounds like a messed up analogy, but no. Ladies and gentlemen, beer talk, that's the business.
What type of dish soap? Would you say Francis dish soap?
I don't know who Francis is.
What's my name? Francis. It's like Ajax, but not quite.
What?
Nothing. Move along.
No.
You still haven't seen Deadpool.
No,
you,
I haven't.
You need to see it.
Why do I need to see a show right now that we're talking about beer? Oh, Jesus Christ. Sir?
What's my name?
Francis. Oh, God. Okay, guys. So it's clean, refreshing. It has a more of a hoppier presence. But again, it's just clean. There's no molds in there that you can smell. But it's, man, compared to the other one that we just did, are you kidding me? This smells great. And again, I'm not a lager fan at all because it's not a complex beer. It's just an everyday working man's cold beer.
I mean, okay, it says on the can, a craft American lager as opposed to traditional lager.
So
they could be making some changes to make it their own.
It also has like this weird nut profile. I smell like peanuts or something, or walnuts. You know, something toasted, but it doesn't smell like caramel.
Nope. Doesn't smell like these nuts.
I hope not. And if they smell like your nuts, sir, I want to quit the show right the fuck now. All right. Cheers to the taste, my good sir, with you and your D's nuts in the house. I don't know. I kind of like the other one better. This one's a little less. I think the smell outdid it.
I mean, this has got a little bit more dirtier of a taste.
Yeah, it's earthy. Now, I'm not complaining about the earth.
No. I mean, and I didn't mean earthy when I said dirty. I meant clean, as opposed to the clean, crisp taste that the other one had.
Yeah.
This one does have some other flavors other than just, you know, oh, hey, look, it's water beer.
I think that's where the problem lies, is that I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be hit with a lager taste. And then, of course, this is a craft beer. So what I'm thinking is it actually tastes earthy. It tastes gritty because it's slightly unfiltered.
Yeah.
And again, this is a craft beer. So craft, in a sense, means you don't know what you're actually getting. This is somebody's creation. They put it out there, and hopefully you like it. It's a little off-putting for me because we just did the other lager, and that one was like a lager. You drink this one, and it's like, Okay, I'm a little confused because it's not a lager. That's just me. And we mean you over the time. We've done plenty of lagers. And just coming from that one to this one is a little off-putting. But I'm going to let you talk about the taste, and I'm going to grab my bearings and then come back at it.
I, on the other hand, I like this. I like this better than the other one because it does have a taste. I don't care for lagers for the most part because –
I know what it is.
It's calories.
I think I know what it is. What's that? I think for me, it tastes like a dumbed-down Pilsner.
Mm.
It has like a dumbed-down, little of that battery acid twinge.
You know,
and I like Pilsners. I like Pilsners.
And I think when you were asking me the question before, would I consider the other one a gateway beer? And I said, no. This I would because it's got the taste of the lager, and it's enough slight outsideness that, oh, hey, it's comfortable. But it's different a little bit.
It's got earthy notes. I mean, now that I took a second sip,
yeah.
there's some great factors about it. I think it was just that first one.
Yeah.
So this beer, in my opinion, is a layering beer. The more you drink it, the more characteristics happen. It's got some. He was correct. This is dirty as fuck. But it's I can taste twig. It's not smoky, but it's woodsy. It's got some outdoorsiness. It's got that grit. It's got some earth tones to it. And you know what? For a lager, for a craft American lager, I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. I hope you guys take what I did as a lesson. You kind of want to give it a second chance. Drink it a little bit more. I'd say sit with a beer for 5 minutes. And if you don't like it after several sips, then go find something else.
I mean, part of the difference, I think, is we've had these out for 25 half hour.
Lagers.
The first one we had was still cold. This has had a slight opportunity to warm up about 5-7 degrees.
Yeah.
And the taste profile has changed. Whereas if we'd had this straight out of the fridge,
yeah,
it may have been a lot closer to what you were expecting.
Right. And unfortunately, guys, lagers are one of those beers. And this is a little warning here. Lagers are a 50-50 shot if you drink them at room temperature. Basically, lagers are not designed for room temperature tasting. You can, but essentially, again, lagers are basically for cold consumption or cool consumption. But as far as what we have to do, it's best if we have it a little bit warmer than normal so we can break down the profiles. So he's right. I got caught off guard with that one. So I think that's it. I think that's pretty good what we described on this particular beer. Is there any other particular notes that you could say about this particular beer from Joseph James?
Specifically on the beer?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy. This is something if I walked into a bar and I was like, oh, hey, you know, this is something I would want to try straight out of draft to see. I mean, my example, you know, I joked with you about the one place, 250 beers on tap.
Right.
And it still took me 20 minutes to find a beer I hadn't tried.
I know. That sucks. God, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know you have a craft beer consumption problem is if you go to a place with over 250 things on tap and like 50 bottles – and you have trouble looking at something you tried.
Actually, I think it's the other way around. I think it's 50 on tap and 250 bottles. But anyway,
yeah, but
they still have a shit ton of
beer.
And
you can't find what you were drinking. You're like, oh, nope. My God, I have a problem.
Nope. Nope. Had everything. Had it.
Oh,
had it.
Shit. Had it. That's funny.
No, walking into a place like that, if it was a matter of, okay, this is there and I've had it all, it's like, okay, you know what? I wouldn't mind trying this again.
Hmm. All right, so let's get down to the grade. All right, Mal, what you got for me?
I'm going to go with I would say 4.1.
Okay,
I'm going to give you a reason. I'm enjoying it. I can taste where we're going with it and the fact that, okay, about 7 degrees cooler, it could have tasted better.
Right.
Or maybe wouldn't have gotten as good a taste of it.
Right.
So, okay. But I'm enjoying it.
Fair enough. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead with just a 4. This isn't an average beer. It is a craft beer. So again, you know, don't take what I said at first. I mean, you know, it just kind of put me off guard. But if I wasn't honest, then what's the point of actually doing this, right? You know what I mean? And without the honesty. But the more I keep drinking on this as we're talking, the more it's becoming very complex. There's a lot of different notes you could take from it being citrusy or earthy or, wow, it's just a superior lager than the ones you're absolutely used to. So I'm going to leave it with that. I really enjoy this particular beer, and I'm glad you picked this, Mal. So there you go. So all right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to go ahead and set up for the next beer. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get right into this number one hit. Mal, what are we going to be playing for these wonderful people out there?
Stone Pale Ale 2.0.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to the stage right now is Stone's Pale Ale 2.0. What's the ABV on that, Mr. Mal?
It's a 6.0. Zip. It's a 6%.
It's a 6%. That's right. Come on down.
Hey, it's a modern American pale with Mandarina Bavaria hops.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mandarina hops are actually the code word for mammogram. Save the titties. If you don't know what to do with them, just keep staring.
And a good motto? Drink fresh.
No, that's their motto, sir. Let's face it, we have never drunk fresh on this show. We have never drunk fresh on this show. Ever. 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 Let's see. Let's look at some aesthetics on this bottle. It says it was bottled 10/24/15. Enjoy by 01/22/2016.
Yeah, that's like 4 weeks ago.
We ain't drinking.
Come on. Shit. Seriously, I went to the store. There was bottles of Enjoy by like February 16th. I'm like, and this was last night. Or no, night before last. I'm like, I think it's a little off.
You think it's just a little off?
Just a tad.
Understandable. All right, guys, let's go ahead and crack this. One thing I like about Stone that I can... So speaking of which, so why is this particular beer Stone on the show about breweries, I think you know?
Because Stone is famous for one main beer, which is their Arrogant Bastard, which is a high hop beer, high acidic, a little bit higher alcohol, and this is a pale ale. So, I mean, it's not what they're known for. Yeah, air quotes, known for.
But most of their beers are super aggressive. So when you think of a pale ale, it's not an aggressive beer, is it?
Normally, no.
Yeah, so also another thing that I truly love is what they put on their bottles. Now, listen, I know we're only here for an hour, but there's no way in hell I'm reading this novella on the back of this fucking bottle. They put like, I don't want to get in trouble with them, but they always say drink fresh, right? What I feel is if I read that, would I be able to open it fresh? I'm just saying like, it's like 500 pages on a bottle, and then you read it, you're like, okay,
I got it fresh, brand new.
Yeah, so
2 days later, I'm through reading.
So what you guys want to do is there's a lot of scripture on the back of Stone bottles. Another cool thing about Stone bottles are if you're a glass cutter, these make excellent beer glasses. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool, and if you collect different ones, then you can have a series, and then you have people come over and have a Stone party, and I mean, not like a Stone party with green or throwing rocks at someone buried at half mass. I'm just saying, you know, just go ahead and have some. But no, this is going to be pretty interesting.
I'm glad they left because I didn't think it was that funny.
Why? With being stoned at half mass?
Because I have taste.
Oh, you have taste?
Yeah.
About throwing rocks at people? Yeah. Who are you going to throw rocks at?
I'm not.
So don't throw stones at people in glass houses.
Exactly.
So what are you saying? No, we'll wait.
You're not that funny.
No, I wasn't.
That
was hella funny. They laughed. Did you not hear the button I pushed?
Exactly.
They laughed. Okay. Oh, but the other part of it was funny?
No.
So none of the throwing stones at all was funny. Why?
Did someone... It wasn't. I mean, I'm not like, oh, hey, this and this. That's funny. No, this wasn't funny. It didn't make me laugh.
Here, I'll make you laugh.
That's not it.
No, shh, that's you laughing. Yeah. No, Mal, don't go to mute yet. No, that was you. Just go with it.
This is...
All right, let's go ahead. Let's get down to the visual. What you got?
Well, Rust. I mean, it had a decent head retention for, you know, the non-urea.
Asshole. Yeah. We'll refresh it.
And, it's still got bubbles coming up.
It has what?
Bubbles. Is it bubbles?
No, it's bubbles. That's not funny.
Bubbles.
That's not funny. I guess we're even now. So 1 point for you, point for me.
I didn't press the little button to make it laughy sound.
Fuck no. Fuck you.
There's
fuck you,
still
buddy.
Bubbles.
So it's a little aggressive on the bubbles, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of aggression. Here's what's cool, guys. It has this, if you guys drink ambers, it has an amber color to it. So the malt profile is really nice. It's filtered. And that's basically, there's really... Nothing is static about it. The lacing is kind of holding up. It's kind of falling a little bit. Matter of fact, it is falling. So the lacing's not really holding up on this particular beer. But that's okay. So let's get down to the smell of it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's
a copper smell.
Yeah. That metallic twang. It's hoppy, but floral. Not like hoppy karate chop to your shit, but it's floral. It's very refreshing to the nose. It's got some sort of nectar aspect to it. But again, it's hop flowers. I'm getting hop flowers. Also, you know what, because of the malt that they're using, because of the color, I'm also getting a little bit of something sweet. It's not caramel to me, but it's got a sweet finish to it.
Yeah. I mean,
get all up in there, man. I can smell it. Get up in there.
I'm going to.
I'm telling you. Watch out for the queef. I'm just saying, you got to watch out for that. I avoided it. That's okay. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get down to the taste test. Because you ain't got nothing to say. Fuck you, buddy. All right. Again, like you were saying earlier on the smell, it had some sort of metallic aspect to it. This has got a little bit of, I'm telling you, it's got a little bit of some of that amber aspect where I always say it has that metallic feel. Yeah. And yeah, it's pinching you. It's got you by the gotcha. Yeah, a little bit of that. But go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and explain what you're explaining on your taste.
It's a little bit, it's got a little bit of the hop bite to it. A little bit of bitterness. And unfortunately, I don't want to say it that way. That is a little bit what you're expecting when it comes to stone, and it does have a stronger taste and mouthfeel.
Yeah, it does. It's it still has its stone aggression.
Yeah.
It has that aggression to it, but it's not, here's the thing. It's not like a hot bitter. It's just more like all of the flavor profiles that you would put into a beer. It's very aggressive. You can taste the alcohol astringentness. You can taste malt. You can taste the hops. You can taste the water. And they're all aggressive, you know.
Okay, normally when you mention vegetables and beer, it means something's wrong. But honestly, what this reminds me of is...
A rutabaga?
No, broccoli. Like the bitterness from
the stock. From the stock. Yes. From the stock, yeah. It's got some rawness to it. It's earthy.
A little bit on that, and the bitterness that when you're eating that it's not quite either raw or, you know, when it's really, really poorly cooked.
On a blind taste test, IPA. Most people who aren't really indulging, and you say, okay, IPAs are these characteristics, which are bitter and sharp. You could easily mistake this for, because of its aggression for a pale ale, you can easily mistake this for an IPA.
Pale ale, imperial pale ale.
Right, but I'm saying, Indian Pale Ale. Don't confuse them yet.
Indian Pale Ale, yeah.
There you go. I'm just saying, one is bitter, one is not.
Yeah.
And most of, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I got a feeling they have a tendency to go X, which, okay, we're going to make Y, and it's going to have a lot of properties of X.
Right. That's it. There's really no difference, but most of the time, when you have a Pale Ale, it's a little bit softer, more sweeter. A lot more refreshing. IPAs are more of the hops, more floral, more bitter. And this is just super aggressive. I mean, what more can we say on this? I mean, man, and Stone, they come out with some really, really good ones. I think this is one of their less aggressive ones, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've had some of their crazy shit. And man, this is still, with this particular beer, Mal, would this be for a beginner?
No. I don't think they'd appreciate it. And more than likely, it would scare them.
You think why? Because of how strong and forward it is. Now, I heard through the grapevine, you are a Stone fanatic.
I prefer aficionado.
Okay, and why is that? What is it that you like about it? Is it the gargoyle? Oh, fun fact, ladies and gentlemen, the gargoyle is the only mascot that I've ever come across that literally has no name. Most, like Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
What other mascots we have out there? There's tons of mascots with an actual name. The gargoyle. Yeah, the stone gargoyle literally has no name. Like, it doesn't, it's not an identifiable, I mean, you can identify
it. It's just the stone gargoyle. It's a gargoyle. That's it.
There's no cool name like Goliath or the show Disney's Gargoyles. None of those. Brooklyn.
No. But to answer your previous question, part of it was, when it came to me trying beers that were outside the normal, The attitude. You're not worthy. Arrogant bastard ale. Come on, right there.
Also, you know what is? You know what's so arrogant, literally, about the whole brewery? Like, seriously. That's cool, right? You're not worthy of our beer, because if you're going to be the person that's going to go, ugh.
And hey, it's not too expensive. You're too cheap.
Ah, that is another one of their slogans. Actually, believe it or not, we do have stickers that say that. Another thing. What's the name of the brewmaster of this particular, and the CEO? What is his name?
The CEO is Greg Cook.
Okay. And Greg Cook is against cellaring of beers. He firmly believes that you do not want to cellar his beer, especially because on all of his stuff, it says drink fresh. But because it's...
And then the enjoy buys.
Yeah.
You know, this and that.
He's been really pumping the enjoy buys because he doesn't want you to cellar it. He thinks beer is fresh, and which is true. But then again, beers like Stone, which are phenomenal, sometimes are just too aggressive and you need them to go, hey,
mellow out.
Take your ass in the corner and mellow out.
It's a matter of they make X beer.
Right.
So, you know, drink X beer at flavor profile X. You cellar it, you wait 6, 8, 10 months or years, and now you've got Y beer. It's a different taste.
Right.
And it could be, you know, his thing is, I don't want to be judged for a beer I didn't make.
Right.
I want to be judged for the beer I made.
Well, maybe, I mean, I can't tell you how to run your brewery. And it works. It really works because, let's face it, we buy Stone all the time. But wouldn't it be a little bit easier to say, okay, drink fresh, drink later, and drink beyond?
Yeah.
Which would mean buy three of my shit, you know, buy three of them.
See and what then, it tastes like.
Yeah, I think for me, if I was ever a beer maker, which one day I'll do it, I think that would be my best thing is I would sell it in three packs. And each one would be, okay, now 6 months from the date on the bottle, and then 1 year. Just keep it simple and then come out with some anniversary ones. Drink now, 1 year. And then, or make a 12 pack and go, okay, each one's labeled for 12 years. Like, yeah. How cool would that be? Would you purchase something like that?
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's just different thinking, you guys.
Oh, specifically Stone. I got to bring this up
because
talking.
We got plenty of time.
So, you know, they've come up with their, like, they redid their 12th anniversary for their 20th anniversary.
Okay.
You know, they've done some beers coming out with, you know, re-releases. I wish they would re-release the Oat Arrogant Bastard.
Oh, yes. I remember you gave me an Oat Age Arrogant Bastard, and it was last year in 2015, toward, I think it was November you gave it to me.
Yeah.
And the best part about it was from what year?
God, I think...
2012, I think.
10 or 2012, because they haven't produced it in 3 or 5 years.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you want to cellar some of your beer. Yeah, but I would say, like I said, listen to what we're saying, guys. Go try beer, but if it's exquisite and exceptional, who's going to blame you for buying three of them? Because you know what? Beer is meant to
only buy one of mine. Hell no.
No.
Buy three.
Yeah, buy three. And matter of fact, that's another. Make a beer. Say, okay, drink this 1 year later. And then this one, share with a friend 1 year later. And it says on the bottle. How cool would that be?
No. Think about it. Okay, you look at a bottle, like right here, look, this area. Imagine a little area right here.
Right.
Like a little, like the lady, chalk area.
Ladies, he's talking about the ladies and gentlemen, ladies only. Because we only have women listeners. Like, holy shit. I haven't pushed a button in a while. So. Okay.
So the area of the neck right before, right above the label. Imagine that area right there having a little, like, little chalk receivable area so you can write the date you got it.
That's
so
not, wait. Not only could you write on it, formulate a marker that can be written on it and provide the pen.
Yeah.
How cool would that be? That'd be awesome.
So here's your, you know, basically cellaring date. You write it right on the bottle. You set it aside.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Good. I'm going to be using that. All right. So, all right, Mal. So on this beer, what's your grade, buddy?
This is in no way a biased 4.5.
I was swallowing and I almost spit that shit out, you dumbass. Why is it a non-biased 4.5?
I was just saying it was non-biased. And my grade was 4.5 because I in no way like this company a lot. So, no. I like the taste. I like the fact that it is. Some of the times I love, hey, here's your expectations. Ah, knock them out of the way. And instead, this is what you're getting.
Right.
And yeah, this is not 100% expectations, but it's not 100%. Let's go to the left. So it's in a good way changing your expectations.
Right.
That's sort of what the show's about.
Yeah, that's nice. No, for me, guys, I'm going to go with a 4.5 myself.
Yeah.
And the reason being is it's very aggressive. It's not. What happened?
Nothing. Sorry.
No. Wait. We got time. What? No. Fuck you, dude. No, sir. You get the buzzard, sir. If I had the herpy button, I'd give you the herpes. I swear to God I would. All right, so listen, guys. A 4.5 as well. But my reasons are a little different. One, it's aggressive as shit. Two, it's going to change your expectations about how craft beer is. Number three is this is not for everybody. And sometimes me being a selfish prick that I am, I don't want to share my beer with just everybody. Certain beer are for certain people because I would hate to crack open this beer. Let's say they didn't come out with any more 2.0s, right? I have some cellar, and I want to share with you and one other person. I would hate for someone to not be immersed in the world of craft beer to tell me that the beer was shit, and then they're not finishing their beer. At least finish your beer and get your palate again.
Because, hey, remember, there are thirsty children in India.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with the beer in my cellar, ladies and gentlemen? All right, guys, we'll be right back. All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. And again, my name is Key.
And I am Mal.
And this is our final beer of the episode. And if you guys haven't really noticed, if you guys are just tuning in right now, you know, hey, on a pre-recorded show, we are talking
about... Exactly would they do that? It starts from the beginning.
Right, but just in case. Just in case, Mal. What are we talking about today on the show? What are all these beers have in common?
The theme of the show.
I like how you're putting up air quotes like they're actually going to be watching us.
No, that's just me being a smart ass to you because what the fracking question should have been.
Sir?
So the theme of the question...
You just had a dick point.
Yeah, the theme of the show is breweries you think you know. So what we've been talking about is breweries that are famous for one type of beer and we're trying others. Right. Of their beers.
Perfect. All right. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, before we talk about it, we want to let everybody know that at the end of the show, when you guys get done watching this, and if you've enjoyed us, head over to...
If you would like more pain and suffering of the variety we give, you can go to...
OBSbeers.com. I think that worked out better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that worked out great. I like that. They like suffering. That's... Hold on. Wait. Just wanted to give them a little taste of the boo-boo. All right, so for our final installment, what is the beer?
Okay, we're going to be doing Blue Moon, which is normally famous for their hef.
Yep.
Their,
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Just their hef. And unfortunately, guys, they are no longer under the Coors. People don't know this, but they've been around for 20 years.
Yeah.
But they've been under the Coors umbrella.
Yeah.
In recent years, Miller and Coors combined, and last year alone, InBev, which owns Anheuser-Busch, finally merged with them now under the big one. It used to be the big three. It used to be Miller, Coors, and Anheuser-Busch. Now it's under the big one. So if those people that don't know this, craft beer has been around for a long time, and these big gamed companies or macro breweries, jumped on it long before, and a lot of you guys don't know that you're drinking certain products from companies that you go, oh, I don't drink their stuff. So just yeah, to let you know, if you don't drink Coors because you said there are better beers than Coors and you pick up a Blue Moon, believe me, baby, you're drinking a Coors. So what is the beer by Blue Moon that we're doing?
Well, to say that, let's see. Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. What else is brewed in Golden, Colorado?
Would that be Coors?
Ding!
Perfect. I like, wait, whose ding is better, ladies and gentlemen? Please check out our polls on obsbeers.com.
Ding! Okay, so Blue Moon Gingerbread Spiced Ale.
Oh,
so this is ale brewed with ginger, spices, and molasses.
Well,
not mole noses. Molasses.
Who doesn't want like molasses? I mean, it's okay if we talk about some asses. Now, here's what's cool, guys. This beer is a seasonal beer. This beer is for winter or fall. And normally you can get this beer only in a variety pack, but you guys are in for a treat. We already have it, and we didn't have to have a variety pack. So let's go ahead and crack this open.
And since you didn't ask, it's a 5.9% alcohol.
What's the alcohol by volume?
5.9.
You don't have to yell at me. I'm right here.
Occasionally, God. Yes. Yes, I do.
God. All right.
Oh, look. It's a twist top.
Whatever. And I missed the fucking bucket in the back. Whatever. Was it a twist top? Oh, that's horrible. But then again, when people go, what's better, pry top or twisted top? Believe it or not, with the bottle cap technology, with the way they do crimping, the plastic lining on the caps, it doesn't really matter anymore. Now, if you were to do this a long time ago, then yeah, twist top is no good. But with the way technology works,
twist top sucks.
It sucks because nothing feels better than just prying that bitch open. But I'm being serious, guys. The way the technology is nowadays, it doesn't matter. They're with the way beer is presented, the way it's bottled, the way it's preserved. It doesn't matter how you're getting it, as long as you're getting it. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and talk about this. Oh, the head is gone.
Fire was good for the caveman. It was good for my dad. It was good for me. Moving along.
But wait, that's fire, though. We're talking about beer, sir. And preservation of beer.
Crimp top?
Crimp top is good. Twist top, I mean, I'm talking about twist top now. In the past, what, 5 years with twist tops?
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I normally won't pick them up, but I'm just saying. And half the time, we don't know.
But, I mean, by that same logic, Budweiser was good for my dad.
And look where that's gotten us now. So real quick, ladies and gentlemen, the head dissipates so fast. Even if I try to refresh it, let's see if I can refresh it. Nah, I mean, it's very thin. I'd probably say less than half an inch.
Yeah, that's quarter.
Quarter inch, and it's pretty much going back to I see nothing but liquid. As far as the color goes, Mal, what do you got?
It's a nice darker color. I mean, it's not darker color may not be the best thing.
Wait, here, you ready? It looks like gingerbread. Caramelish. Looks like gingerbread.
Yeah, see the gingerbread.
I hate to say that. It looks
it's
like
caramelish color.
Yeah, that's due to your malts and probably the molasses that they're using.
Not mold noses, molasses.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to put this disclaimer up. Let me speak for me first. I am not a fan of any company always jumping on the bandwagon, making flavored anything. Blue Moon, stay in your lane. And I mean, don't get me wrong. There have been some great Blue Moons out there, different varieties. But something like this, I don't know. I'm a little leery. What is your stance, Mal, on beer companies? Let's just go with Blue Moon. Let's say we didn't know Coors owned them. Blue Moon, how do you feel about them always coming out with different flavored Blue Moons?
Simple thing, okay? I like it. The fact that they have their flagship beer,
okay,
which they're happy. That's what they're known for. You know, throw a little freaking orange in it. It's great. But they're going outside and they're trying things that, you know, it's like, hey, maybe this will bring X customer to try this beer and then they'll move along to something else.
Right.
You know, just the same. We were talking about a previous company, Stone. I will, you know, people say, oh, this is my favorite brewery. I've never had a bad beer from this brewery. I've had a bad beer from Stone.
Yeah.
they've done some stuff. I mean, it's the only Stone beer in my life where I said, I'm done.
Right.
And over half the glass was still full.
Right.
So a company who's willing to try, you know, it's not like a musical group where, oh, hey, now we're coming out. We've got this, you know, we all have done hard rock and we've got this guy who does mellow music and he's doing every song in our new album with us. No, it's not like that. It's, hey, we're still making hard rock, but hey, there's this one little mellow song on our album. You don't like it? Skip that one.
Right, right. Fair enough. All right, guys. So here we go. We've got two different inputs on this this particular beer, but here we go. Is it going to smell like gingerbread spiced ale? Cheers to the smell. Mm-hmm. Gingerbread.
Ginger. Lots of ginger.
Lots. Whoa, and I'm not a fan of ginger. It's ginger all the way.
I prefer Marianne, too.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I know a couple people that would want the Skipper as well. I do know. Wait, I got to push the button. See, if I cup it it makes them sound a lot more than who they are. So
I figured it didn't interfere with the microphone.
Oh, whatever. There's no microphone here. It's a live recorded studio audience.
Yep. That's a microphone.
That's a speaker. That's a Roger and that's a Boogly. It smells like ginger, ladies and gentlemen. Does it smell like gingerbread? No. To me, no. Not gingerbread. Honestly, it smells like a spiced ale.
Yes.
Winter lager. Not a winter lager, but...
No, actually, not to name someone else. It reminds me of Samuel Adams Winter Lager, which does have the spice, have the ginger. Honestly, I could probably go to the store about 2 months ago and find 4 beers that smell exactly like this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's ginger. It has your clove smell. Mm-hmm. There's banana esters. I mean, it smells like carrot cake. To me, it smells like carrot cake. It really does without the carrots. It has those spices. So those of everyone that's listening right now that make carrot cake or love carrot cake, the smell alone is reminiscent of carrot cake with nutmeg, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of with the clove. I mean, it's got all those holiday spices in it. What's
the brick cake? Fruitcake. It reminds me of fruitcake.
Ah, you know what? Cool. The fruitcakes I know are the ones you yell at. And I just almost sipped it. I was going to smell it just now. And I almost sipped it. Oh, my God. I wish you guys could see this. If you guys would like to see this show, please check out Open Bottle Society on YouTube. So we just actually waved to the camera. All right, guys, let's get down to the taste. Oh, God. It's not enjoyable. It tastes mass-produced. It doesn't taste like – you know what? Okay, I'll tell you what my problem – okay, let's talk about the positives, and then I'll get into the negative. Positives, yes. A lot of spice.
Yeah.
You can taste the ginger. It tastes winter. It's got that warming effect. It's
easy. I'm not getting that.
You're not getting that sort of – that aspect. What are you getting?
I'm getting general taste, but my first thought is it doesn't – when I'm thinking spice beer and I'm thinking winter spiced ale – It sort of warms you up. Got a little glow that sort of comes up from the stomach.
It spreads out.
And I'm not getting that from
this. Well, I'm just saying as far as like the clove.
No, it's got the slight bitterness, warmth that comes in your mouth and goes down your throat, but it doesn't have that sort of full body glow warm.
Right. It's so let's go with this. Gingerbread.
Yes.
Holiday feel?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the spices, it's a holiday thing. But here's the negative. Mass produced. It's kind of like, okay, we can't, they went through, like, some tasting research room, and like, oh, there's too much of this. Oh, there's too much of that. Oh, we only like this. And they're like, okay, here's the fucking metal. Bottle it and send it out. It just tastes like not everybody can get upset about this. That's like, this is what we're giving you, and deal with it.
Let's try to make this as generic as possible. Yeah. To meet the masses. And no, if you're going to make... Sorry, not to interrupt
right,
you,
no,
but
no,
to
do
fucking
thing.
Interrupt you.
No, no, do
if
your
you're
thing.
Going to make a beer that's outside your norm, again, we're going back to a previous brewery. Fuck, you like it or don't.
Right.
If you don't like it, don't drink it.
Well, here's the thing, though. But even if you don't like this, there has to be something about it. But it just tastes too mass-produced. But too many people fall into that advertisement. It's in your face. Oh, I've got to get that new Blue Moon. And you're so used to – you don't know. See this thing that we're doing, guys, believe it or not, craft beer has been around for 20 years. Like on the rise. 20 years. Hundreds of thousands of breweries are opening up. And for 20 years. And people are –
I'd say thousands.
Hundreds of, around the world, though. As far as people getting to know them, I'm saying there's a lot. Yeah. But they've been around for a long time, and people are still going, wow, I never knew that existed. Not a lot of people still know who Stone is. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So when you see something, if you see something with...
First American brewery to open a brewery in Europe.
Who?
Stone.
I thought it was...
First Craft.
Oh, First Craft. Yeah, that's right. They're all over the place now. About to be worldwide. Now, here's the problem. Are they going to change?
They're trying their best not to.
Because unfortunately, if you got to feed the planet.
Honestly, if you make millions of dollars saying, fuck you, like my beer or not, I don't care.
Right.
Why change?
True.
Oh, hey, you know, we're not making the money over there that we thought we were going to make. Yeah, close it.
Right. So, but here's the thing. This particular beer is made for the masses. As craft beer people are, this isn't for us. And the reason being is it tastes too generic, too artificial. There's no love and care. I've tried beers where it's love and care put all throughout the beer. And you're like, wow, they really worked hard on this, even though you may never be able to try it again, because in craft beers, it changes every time. It does. I don't care how much you say, wow, that's always a good beer. I hate to tell you this. Sometimes it's slightly off, and sometimes you may get a bad batch, but that doesn't mean discount them. But for this Blue Moon, this is great for the masses. This is great for winter stuff. I would say for me personally, I would have to take this beer and marinate something in it. Or make, you know what, I would use this to make a cake with.
Yeah.
I'd use the flavor profile to make cake with it, to be honest, or pancakes or something like that.
Pancakes, so. I mean, it's actually acidic enough that it would probably do good on a decent thick steak.
Yeah.
To marinate, and it would eat a little bit of the steak, make it slightly tender, and cook it a little bit before you throw it on the grill.
Fair enough. So what's your grade on this wonderful beer that you graciously bestowed upon us?
Okay. It's not bad.
No, it's not. No.
Okay. So I'm going to have to go 3.2?
That's not bad at all.
It's not as impressive as I was hoping, because, I mean, that's why I saved this as last, because it's going to be a radical taste. It'd be right in there. And
right. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. So for me, I'm going to go with just a 3. I'm just going to go with a 3. There's nothing exciting about it, and there's nothing bad about it. This is just for everybody. And whether you like them or not, Blue Moon's been around for 20 years. Whether who started them, they've been around for 20 years. And obviously they're doing something proper because they're still here. But it's nice to see people do different things. And whether it's a hit or miss, you can't fault anyone for trying. So with that said, before we get out of here, Mal, did you enjoy the beer selections today?
Well, yeah, I made them.
I know you did, but I'm saying, were there any overall expectations? Yes.
One of the things, you know, we had 2 lagers, 2 ales.
Nice, nice. All right. Would any of these particular beers that you had, would you repeat?
Yes.
Which one?
The Stone Pale Ale.
The Stone Pale Ale. Not because you're biased.
No, not at all. I would also like to try a little bit more of the Joseph James.
That's okay. You're fine. You've been American doing it the whole time. It's fine. We'll talk about it at the end. Oh, they're slapping your meats and shit. No, guys, for me, I had a great time. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And again, before we get you guys out of here, if you guys really want to really indulge yourself in Open Bottle Society, head over to obsbeers.com and check us out on all of our social media. It's all on that website. If you need to contact us, go ahead and hit us up at openbottlesociety@gmail.com. Hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, we'll check you guys next week. OBSBeers.com.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.